Please do be seated. It's interesting, isn't it, how we put so much on the change of a date. We are now in 2021. But is it just the change of a date, or does it call on us to have a change of mindset? What are the differences today compared with where we were last week, last month, in fact, the last 9 months? And at the end of an old year, we do tend to look back, and there have been many problems and difficulties that we have all had to face in last year. And there are lessons learnt too, and I hope that we can carry those forward into the start of this new year. There, of course, is a continuity of the context in which we live, our circumstances. And yet, we can take a new perspective at the things that have been troubling us. There is a sense of opportunity, a way that we might look at things differently. Yes, we have to temper our hope with the reality of where we are in our world. And we continually pray, I'm sure, for those making very difficult decisions for our governance and for those who have the responsibility of the logistics of planning for the rollout of the vaccine. And so, of course, we pray that in this year 2021, that we will see an overcoming of the restraints that have beset us with the ongoing pandemic. So are we looking back, or are we able to look forward? Yes, there will be the disappointment of cancelled hopes, of the sadness of broken relationships. For some of us here, I know, and some of us at home, the grief of unfulfilled mourning for those who have died and for whom we have not been able to say the farewell we would like to have done. But as we look forward, and looking forward can have that multiplicity of meanings, we can look forward in anticipation and we can look forward in planning. And like the astrologers from the East that Sue read to us about this morning, we can join them in searching, in turning, in finding, and in responding. The mystery of the Magi, the Oriental scientists or the astrologers, is the faith of the hopeful. We can display the hope of the faithful. And the hopeful saw signs in the sky. God's sign was appropriate to them. That's something to keep in mind. How does God show his signs to us? And it will be different for each of us because it will relate to our own context, our own way in which we see things. We have the shepherds out in the field who saw the angels in the sky. We have the astrologers looking up and seeing the star. And God's sign is appropriate to where we are. And he used a miracle of a new star. And as humans, we try to put a logical explanation for something that is a supernatural, indeed a miraculous phenomenon. And there's been a lot of discussion this year about whether the Bethlehem star is the conjunction of the planets Jupiter and Saturn. Or was it a comet? Or was it simply God's miraculous intervention? And so they began their search. They followed their star. And that puts in mind, doesn't it, God's leading the people of Israel in a different way in earlier times as he led them in the desert by fire and cloud. And as they followed their star, they allowed human logic to intervene in their journey. Where must a prince be born? Well, obviously in a palace. Where was the palace? It was in the city of Jerusalem. And so they went to the palace and they went to speak to Herod, who of course was threatened and feared of what was being told him. And he approached the scholars, and they were able to find in the scriptures that verse from Micah, that in Bethlehem of Judea, you are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. But they needed the prompting of the astrologers to do their searching in the scriptures. They hadn't found out about that otherwise. And so here we have the pagan astrologers acting on God's initiative and leading the scholars, the Jewish scholars, to find God's word. But what did they then have to do? They had to turn. They had to turn back on track to follow the heavenly sign. And we know what turning back is in that scriptural, in religious terms. It's repenting, turning back to the path that God wants us to follow. And that turning back finally led them to the house sometime after his birth, where Jesus, probably now a toddler, aged 12 to 18 months, lived with his parents in Bethlehem. And the Magi responded to Herod's duplicitous words, seemingly on the face of it, simple ones: go and search diligently. But we know that he was seeking himself to harm the Christ child. And the Magi showed joy in the success of their search, but were warned in a dream not to go back past Herod. And as we read this morning, they left for their own country by another road. But the Magi, the astrologers, they found Jesus. They had been encouraged by the sign from God and also, ironically, encouraged by Herod's proposed deception. And what was their response? Their response was to bring Jesus gifts with such symbolic meaning. And we read from Isaiah 60 this morning. Thank you, Mary, for bringing us that word, which actually looks at Jesus' second coming, but refers to these same gifts. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. And that's what we saw these Magi do on this occasion. Gold, a symbol of deity and glory. Frankincense, a perfume bringing a sign of the fragrance of life, and myrrh, the bitter herb of suffering that was looking forward to Jesus' suffering on the cross. Having met Jesus, God met them and redirected their lives, sending them home another way. And at this epiphany, which is God's revelation of himself to us, we need to be prepared to respond to God's prompting in our own lives. Perhaps we've diverted off the track a little bit, and we need to follow again the guidance that God gives us. So what's the context in which we are today? This season of cold and damp and darkness. However, the days are lengthening, and roots do take hold in the dark as the plant seeks to grow up to the light. And again, from our reading in Isaiah 60, the nations, the Gentiles, should come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. So this is a chance in the darkness of our present world, in all the difficulties that we're continuing to face, with our concerns about the new form of the virus, is that we can hope for God's light to shine in our world. And as we react to the signs of God's working, we need to search for the meaning and enjoy the blessing that he gives us. Be active in responding to God's presence in your life. He will work in it in new ways, with new initiatives, if we open our lives to him. If we are prepared to see God's signs of guidance. Because if we don't, our faith will stagnate. We will become comfortable in the courtyards of the palace in Jerusalem, rather than visiting the home where Jesus was being brought up. We go the wrong way through our own presumptions, seeking the prince in the palace. And so this time for looking forward at this new year, that anticipation of something happening in the future, or planning our steps for life's journey, we need to take account of where is God in that planning. He may redirect us from our own choice and lead us in the way that he wants us to go. We need perhaps to hear him say to us, go and search diligently. Many people challenge us in our journey of life. I remember my brothers and sister when I first became a Christian, when I was at university, when I properly made that step of faith, would in a sense make a little bit of fun out of me. And certainly when as I was growing up and following my vocation as a Christian and seeking God's will, and as I then came to hear his call for me to become ordained, there's nothing like a big decision like that to cause comments from your brothers and sisters and to challenge you to make sure, are you really hearing what God is saying to you? And so God does speak to us in many and different ways. And we need to be prepared to be changed in this new year. In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he writes, we are being transformed into the image of God from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Notice that it's small changes. It's these transformational small steps by one degree that brings the big changes in our lives. And as we plan our year ahead, we need to lay that before God, because he has the big picture of what he wants for us. Two of the prophets write about this. Isaiah, earlier in that book, writes, do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And Jeremiah writes, for surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And with that future of hope comes God's blessing. I wonder whether you do count God's blessings. It's a good thing to do day by day, week by week, month by month, is to look back and just give thanks for how God has blessed us. And can you share that blessing perhaps with others and help them see the blessing that God wants for them? And I have written a little bit about that in the monthly letter, which I hope you have had a chance to see, about how we can look ahead and share the blessings we have. And as a community, we can look forward to seeking more of God's blessings, both in our personal lives and in our collective life, and in our community life within our village. So where are we on our journey? We may still be on a long journey, like the Magi were, which took them a long time to find the direction where God was leading them through his signs. Perhaps we've stopped off on that journey and are sitting there in Jerusalem, still waiting for that final step to Bethlehem to find Jesus. Or have we come to the home that he has called us to, the place where he wants us to work for him? And so I leave you with these thoughts as we move into this new year, for the objectives that I believe God is asking each of us to take on board. The first is to deepen our relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. It may be that you want to discover more of his fearful and fascinating mystery, or you want to deepen your personal relationship with him. It may be that you need a change of direction to get back on the track that Jesus has set up for us. It may be we need to open our eyes to see the signs which God has, especially for us in our context. And it's an opportunity in this new year, as the Magi brought their gifts to God, to Jesus, at his home, to bring our blessings, our time, our talents, and our treasure back to God, to return the blessings he's given us back for him to use in his ministry in this place. So that as we give back to God, we may serve him, each other, our neighbours, and our community. May God bless us all this new year. Amen.